Several years ago, as I was driving home from work one day, the rear taillight went out on my car. I drove a smaller SUV, and still have it to this day, although I'm not much of a car guy. Luckily, I didn't get pulled over, and when I got home, I took out the taillight to see that the bulb was burned out. I didn't have a spare one, so the next morning, which happened to be a Saturday, I drove to a nearby auto parts store to get a new one. The store was quiet, and when I walked in, there was a man working behind the counter who waved to me and said hello. I said hi to the man and wandered around a little bit trying to find out where the bulbs were. The man must have seen how I didn't really know where they were, and he asked me what it was I was looking for. After I told him my situation, he said he would be happy to help me, and he led me to an aisle which had tons of different light bulbs for cars. He told me the options that I had to choose from. After he showed me a few of them, he then went back to the other end of the store behind the counter. I looked around for several minutes, comparing a few types of which ones I thought I would get for my car. Finally decided on one, then I started to walk out of the aisle. But when I did, I noticed the man was no longer behind the counter. I was looking towards the front of the store, realizing this, when suddenly I felt something hit me from behind. It was a small package of a random car part. I looked behind me to the direction that it had been tossed from. I saw nothing at first, but then from the far end of the aisle that I was in, I saw the same man who had been working there and I had spoken to. He was peeking out from behind the other side. He had a creepy grin on his face and then opened his mouth widely. His smile then suddenly disappeared and he sprinted away. I was so confused. I thought it was a joke at first, but he was acting so different than he had been before. He had been friendly in helping me out, and now he seemed almost insane. I then heard a loud noise followed by laughter coming from the next aisle over. The man then shouted at me that he would leave the store if he was me. I asked the man what was going on, but he didn't answer me. I no longer thought he was joking, and I was legitimately freaked out. I decided that it would be best if I just left. That guy seemed to be the only person who was working there at the time, and I was the only one shopping. I then heard a loud crashing sound coming from the aisle next to me again, and I heard the man start to run. I left the light bulbs there for my car and walked faster to the front end of the store. When I got there, I looked behind me to see the man sprinting towards me, and I quickly left and got into my car. He didn't follow me outside. I drove to another auto parts store and got the part for my car there. I never went back to that store, and always wondered what the man was doing. This happened roughly 5 years ago when I took my car to be repaired at a mechanic's shop nearby my house. My car had been having problems starting for a while, and it was sort of a beater, but I loved it because I had had it since my senior year of high school. I took it to the shop and left it overnight. The next morning, my friend dropped me off at the shop and I picked up my car. I didn't really know much about cars, but I talked with the mechanic for a couple of minutes and pretended like I did. He explained to me what was wrong with my car and what they did to fix it. I was just happy that it was working again, and it didn't cost me a fortune. I drove back, and the car was running just fine, until literally the next day. As I was driving down the road at night, suddenly the radio in the car turned on out of nowhere. Now, this had never happened before, and I was confused, but I brushed it off as it didn't seem all too strange. A couple of days later, though, as I was driving once again, out of nowhere the windshield wipers on the car turned on. Now, I know I hadn't bumped them on accident like I sometimes would. Things were just seeming strange in the car overall. I thought maybe some sort of electrical connection to the car had been messed up when it was worked on or something. I didn't really want to take the car back, though, and hoped that the problem would just go away on its own. Everything was back to normal for the most part after that, though, for about a week. But then, as I was driving the car once again at night, the radio suddenly turned on. This time, it started changing the stations on its own. After that, all of the electronics in the car were going haywire for a good 15 seconds, and then finally stopped. I then heard on the radio a voice come over, which sounded like it was a recording of somebody on the phone. The voice started to seemingly speak gibberish, but in a very deep voice. I was completely creeped out of my mind. This continued the entire 5 minutes or so until I got home. I got out of the car and called my friend. We talked for a while, and he tried to convince me that the people at the mechanic shop somehow messed up my car. I really didn't want to drive my car anymore, though. I ended up putting it up for sale after that and sold it a short time later. I don't know what the deal was, but I'm glad I have another car now. Two years ago, I had a problem with the tires of my car. My car was fairly new and reliable, but over time the tires started to get a ton of wear on them, and I found out that I needed them replaced. One day when I was out, I happened to be shopping at the Walmart near my house. I was in sort of the corner of the store, and I noticed that they had an auto center there. The auto center was at the very far back corner, and I had never really noticed it before, but I decided to give it a look and see how much their tires were and what kinds they had. As I walked into the area, I could see that nobody else was really over there. I walked over to the desk that they had to see if anybody was working there that I could talk to. There was nobody there though, and when I looked around the auto center, it didn't really look like it was used much anymore and seemed pretty outdated. After a minute or so, I decided to just look at the tire information that they did have and then just leave. The next day, however, as I got home from work and got my mail, I saw that in my mail there was a postcard from the Walmart Auto Center. It was basically just an advertisement to go, and I found it a funny coincidence how I had just been there the day before. But the next day, I got the same thing in the mail once again. It was the exact same postcard, and now it went from a funny coincidence to a bit strange. I took it inside and threw it away. The very next day, I got one again, and the day after that, and the day after that. I was getting the same exact flyer from the Walmart Auto Center every single day as part of my mail. I decided that this was fishy enough, so I drove back to the same Walmart to try to see what was going on. I took a handful of the flyers that I received and went to the same auto department that I had been to before. This time, there was actually someone working there. A man was behind the counter, and I showed him the flyers and told him my situation. He looked at them and said that he didn't know why I kept getting them, and basically didn't have an explanation for me. However, he pointed out to me that none of the postcards had actually been addressed to me and showed me a large stack of them that they had near the counter. When I saw this, it made me realize that whoever was giving me these postcards was not actually sending them to me, but physically putting them in my mailbox every day. I went back home after that and decided I would try to keep a lookout of my mailbox to see who was doing this. The first 2 days, I once again got more flyers, but failed to see who did it. But the next morning, I was up early at about 6 a.m. It was before the sun had risen, and I just happened to be looking out of my window. When I did, I saw a man slowly walking down the side of the street. My eyes locked onto him when I noticed him walking closer to my mailbox. Then, I saw him reach into the pocket of his jacket and place something in my mailbox. I had finally seen who did it, but right after he did, I noticed him look to my window and then look directly at me. I didn't know what to do when I saw this, but before I could think of anything, the man started sprinting up my yard and towards my house. He ran all the way to the front door and tried to open it. Luckily, it was locked, and I watched him run away. I thought he was leaving, but a couple of moments later, I heard the sound of the back door to my house trying to be opened. That's when I decided to call the police. Clearly, somebody was trying to break into my house. When I had called 911, I told them what was going on and started to walk into my bedroom. But as I was on my way there, and literally right after I hung up the phone, I heard the sound of glass breaking. That's when I decided to run into my bathroom instead and lock the door. I didn't hear any noises though after the breaking of glass. I was thinking maybe the man never did enter my house and had just left. I waited and waited in my bathroom for what felt like forever, not hearing anything and waiting for the police to arrive. I couldn't take it anymore, and I finally decided to leave the bathroom and walk out. But as soon as I did, I saw the man standing inside my house about 10 feet away from me, smiling. It was the creepiest thing I had ever seen. The man was wearing a jacket with the hood up, and I couldn't really tell much details of his face, other than he looked like a pretty average guy. I ran back inside the bathroom and locked the door quickly. Thankfully, at around the same time, I started to hear the sirens. The man never did try to enter the bathroom, and the police showed up only to find the man completely gone. They looked around my property and neighborhood, but never found him. After that, I never got anything else strange in the mail, and I never saw the man again, but sometimes I worry he will return. I also wonder what he was doing, if he had seen me at the Walmart and decided to randomly stalk me or what. but I'm glad I've never seen him again. This story took place 2 summers ago. I'm a female for reference and was 20 years old and in college at the time. During summers, I would live at home with my parents, and during the school year, I would live at my college, which was about 3 hours away. Over the course of the school year, I never really did any maintenance to my car, and once summertime came, it wasn't running very well. It was sort of an old car that I had saved up to buy during high school, so it was never really that great of a car to begin with. But when I got back from college and my dad looked at my car, he told me I needed to take it to the mechanic to get a few things fixed. He told me he had an old friend who was a mechanic, and he would work on the cars for super cheap, so we decided to take my car there. My dad hadn't talked to the guy for several years, but was hoping he would still fix the car for cheap. We drove over to him, and when we got to his shop, he said he would fix the car by the next few days, and would only charge $200 for it. Now, $200 is still a lot of money, but apparently it would cost about $500 to $600 at a normal mechanic's shop. The guy was sort of old, and I guess he was semi-retired, which allowed him to sort of work on cars whenever he felt like it. He was a really friendly guy, and talked to us for quite a while, asking me lots of questions about myself, and talking to my dad as well before we went back home. A couple of days later, my dad got a call from the guy saying that the car was done. The next morning, my dad dropped me off at the guy's shop on his way to work. I paid him and then got my keys. Everything was fine until the man started asking me a lot more questions about myself. He seemed like he really wanted to talk to me, and at first I thought he was just a really friendly guy who liked to talk a lot, but the questions he was asking me were starting to make me uncomfortable. He was asking me things like what I was going to do that day, where I was going, if I had a boyfriend, and if I found him to be a good-looking guy. It was just seeming creepier and creepier, and eventually I told the guy I really had to get home. He then said he should follow me home, because a part that he installed on the car was really difficult, and he wanted to make sure it didn't break. Now, obviously, I saw right through this lie, because it just really didn't make any sense, and it seemed like just an excuse for him to follow me home. I told him no, it would be fine, but he insisted. I didn't know what else to do, so I just said fine, and then got in my car and started to drive home. However, when I was about halfway home, I got an idea. I decided to drive to my friend Rachel's house instead, because I knew I could park in her driveway, and even go to her house and it wouldn't be weird. I also wouldn't be alone there like I would at my house with both of my parents at work. I made the decision to go there because I really didn't want this creepy guy to know where I lived. I arrived at Rachel's house and then parked. I saw the man in his truck behind me the whole time, and after I got out of the car, he waved at me and drove away. I was very happy to see him leave. And I then texted Rachel, who came out and talked to me for a while. I then felt bad, realizing the man could potentially return to Rachel's house later on if he wanted. I told her to call me if she saw him again, and then I went home. Once I was there, I called my dad and told him how the guy was being really creepy. My dad became furious and told me he was going to call the guy right away. This made me feel a lot better, and after that, I felt like the situation had been taken care of. My dad told my mom and I later that night that he called the guy, and after my dad accused him of being a creep, the guy hung up on him and blocked his number. Later on that night, as I was in bed watching TV in my room, I noticed a truck driving down the street, and immediately my heart sank when I saw the shape of the truck. It looked just like the old truck that the guy drove. The truck slowed down and stopped on the side of the road in front of our house. Then, I saw the same man get out. I was surprised that he knew where I lived after I drove to my friend's house. I immediately ran out of my room to the living room where my parents were. I told them what was going on, and my dad ran out of the house. We watched from the window as the guy ran back into his truck and just barely made it in and drove away before my dad got to him. We called the police, and luckily we knew who the guy was and where he worked. Unfortunately, though, we couldn't really prove anything against him that he did anything wrong other than trespassing in our yard. However, after that, we never saw him again.